Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli for the 13th of September 1974. The title is, Become a Specially Loved Child and Make Your Stage Yogyukt and Yuktiyukt. Again, Become a Specially Loved Child and Make Your Stage Yogyukt and Yuktiyukt. Today, who is it that Baba has especially come to meet? What would you call today's gathering? Bab Dada is happy to see this gathering and gives it the title of the gathering of Bab Dada's specially loved children. Those who are the specially loved children place every step in the father's footstep and automatically become constantly cooperative in every task. They don't have to become this, and they don't have to think about becoming this either. As a result of being loving, the special children are constantly cooperative. According to the drama, in return for their love, the special children easily attain the blessing of being cooperative. If you have automatically attained this blessing, then understand that you are a special child. The special children constantly have a yogyukt and yuktiyukt stage. A special child means a child who is an embodiment of all virtues, the same as the father. Someone who puts the father's virtues into practice is called a special child. This group is of such souls, and these are the responsible souls who are instruments for service. Of course, everyone would say that to be an instrument for service means to be an instrument to put the virtues of the father into one's practical form. This is called service. To speak about knowledge is a common thing to do. This is not special service. The speciality of special service is to become an embodiment of all the virtues of the Father and to grant a vision of the Father through one's own practical form. Listening to and relating knowledge to others has continued from the Copper Age. But what is the speciality of you special souls? To become the same as the Father and grant everyone a vision of the Father and to be the practical form yourself and grant visions. Only special souls can do this. No other souls can do this. Neither souls on the path of bhakti nor ordinary souls on the path of knowledge can do this. This is a special duty of the specially loved children. In what aspect is there a main difference between ordinary souls and special souls? Tell Baba about a major difference. The main difference is that through the words and experience of special souls, all other souls will very easily be able to forge a direct connection with a father in 1 second, whereas ordinary souls are agents in between, so that souls first get stuck with the agent and then later forge a connection with the father. As a result of the service done by ordinary souls, the souls that have been served will not be powerful enough to be able to easily and very quickly forge a connection with the Father. The souls whom they become an instrument for will definitely find this difficult. They will find there is a lot of effort involved. They will find it difficult and it will take them time. They will have questions arising. What can I do? How can I do this? Is this possible or not? Yet the special souls on the basis of their speciality and according to their power, will finish these questions of why and how, etc. They will not let other souls find this difficult or laborious. As soon as the special souls come, these souls will feel that they have found the family they had lost and that they have found the father they had forgotten. In fact, when they realized that they had forgotten, they became amazed at how they could actually have forgotten. How could I have forgotten such a father? This is the main difference between ordinary souls and special souls. Ordinary souls do try to make them have direct connection with the father, but the weak souls of today don't just need their own power because they are unable to continue just on the basis of knowledge and yoga. They also need the power of cooperation of instrument souls to enable them to take a jump. Day by day, souls that come to you will be those who have a very weak stage. All of you come in the first group. The power and courage of those who come in the first group, those who come in the second group, and those who come in the third group are all different. In their body and also in their mind, there is a visible difference between every group. This is everyone's experience, is it not? Accordingly, just think about it. What would souls that come at the last moment be like? They would be extremely weak, wouldn't they? So, if you simply give knowledge or give the course or make such weak souls sit in yoga, they would not be able to progress through just that. You instrument souls now have to make the weak souls progress on the basis of giving them cooperation with the powers you have received. For this, you now have to accumulate your stock of all powers. Just as people have a continuous supply of food all day, in the same way, such a scene of souls will very soon be coming in front of you to receive power from you. That is, you will also have to have a continuous supply of all powers. However, for this, you will have to accumulate your stock of all powers in advance. And the memorial of this is the urn of Draupadi, which never becomes empty. All of you are Draupadis, are you not? The urn of Draupadi, that is, the urn of the mother of the Yajna, is very well known in both aspects. Firstly, you don't lack anything physical, and secondly, you don't lack any of the powers. An urn that is full of all powers can never become empty, no matter how many come to take from it. No matter for how long you continue to supply this, no one would go without. In the future, when the elements react and there are calamities, what would be useful for everyone to fill their stomach with? At that time, what would everyone be hungry for? Food or wealth? At that time, they will be hungry for peace and happiness because when there are natural calamities, even though they will have wealth, it will be of no use at that time. Although they will have all facilities and physical things, there will be no benefit in having them. When there is no hope left of any benefit from any of the physical means and physical wealth, everyone's thought will be that someone should give them power so that they will be able to overcome these calamities. They will want someone to give them peace. There will have to be many such unending, continuous supplies. At that time, there will not even be a drop of water visible anywhere. Because of the natural calamities, food and grain too will not be worth eating. What would all of you do at that time? At the time when such tests come in front of you, what will you do? Do you have sufficient courage to be able to tolerate such tests? At that time, will you be able to have yoga? Or will you be thirsty? When even the wells have dried up, what will you do then? Since this is a group of special souls, your effort also has to be special. Do you have this much power to tolerate? Why do you not understand it in the same way as has been portrayed in the memorial? The fire was all around, and yet the kittens in the furnace remained safe. They didn't even feel the heat. So too, why do you not say this with that much faith? If you are yogyukt, then even if there is a loss at a place nearby to you, even if there is a flood, the place that is made an instrument by the Father will remain safe, but only if you haven't been careless. If there is a loss somewhere, that is due to the weakness in the judgment of your own intellect. If there are Maharathis, those with a broad, unlimited intellect, those who have attained the blessing of all powers, living somewhere, then the crucifix there turns into a thorn, that is, they remain safe there. No matter what the time and conditions are like, if you have accumulated a stock of all powers, these powers will make the elements your servants, that is, you will definitely receive everything you need. In the early days, it was printed in the papers that Om Mandli is the richest in the world. And so the same words will emerge from everyone's lips at the end. However, you also have to pay attention to the fact that if you are lacking any one power, you will definitely experience being deceived somewhere or another. Therefore, you should now make effort on these refined aspects. Did I cause anyone sorrow? Did I know how to handle this? These are all trivial things. The efforts of the specially loved children should no longer be on this level. The efforts of the special children at this time should be to fill the self with a stock of all powers. The daily checking in the chart of the special children should not be whether they become angry with anyone or whether they made someone discontent. To check on such a gross level is the work of the infantry and the cavalry. The effort of the special children should not be on this level at this time. The present effort should be to fill the self with all powers. To have any one power missing means to come out of the list of specially loved children. Don't think that because you have 6 powers, that out of the 8 powers, you have 2 powers missing, therefore you will at least have more than 50%. Don't become happy with just that. 8 powers are especially spoken of, but in fact, you should have all powers. There aren't just 8 powers, there are many powers. In order for it to be easy to speak about, you speak of 8 powers. However, you should now not even have 1 power lacking, because whatever power you lack, something or someone will come to test you in that particular power. That is, according to the drama, each one of you will have to face a test in that particular power. Therefore, become complete with all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete, and a master of mighty authority, one with all powers. If even one power is missing, you would not be called one with all powers, but one with some powers. To be a specially loved child means to be a master of mighty authority, one with all powers. A specially loved child means one who follows the elevated code of conduct. Those who are the most elevated beings who follow the most elevated code of conduct cannot have any thoughts that are against the code of conduct. Since your activity is considered to be the code of conduct or the godly disciplines, you are the Maryada Purushottam, that is, the elevated beings who follow the highest code of conduct, are you not? Bhat Dada saw and heard about the state of this gathering. He saw that everyone was very good and also heard that everything was very good. Each of you has shaped and prepared yourselves very well. When jewelry is made, first of all, they form a mold and then create jewelry using that mold. So here too, the jewelers have created very good jewelry. They have created very good designs, but as yet, the jewels have not been mounted on the jewelry. Only when you mount the jewels on the jewelry do you put the design into a practical form. To have prepared good jewelry means to have created good designs. But now, we have to see how elevated each one makes himself with invaluable diamonds. Now we shall see the result of this. You have become knowledgeful, but according to the present time, you need to be powerful. You have created the jewelry of knowledgeful ones, and all that now remains to be done is to mount it with powerful gems. You have surrounded everyone very well. You have been able to surround everyone because you have put your hands in the hands of one another. What further do you have to do now? If someone who gives you a hand becomes weak or tired, don't let that one become weak, but make a tired hand tireless, for only then will there be success. The success of this gathering doesn't lie in just making the self strong, but in the whole gathering becoming strong. To enable there to be zeal and enthusiasm in all your companions is the success of this gathering. You will be able to make this gathering a success when you understand the weaknesses of others to be like your own weaknesses. Whilst seeing the weakness, tiredness, and defect of someone, do not allow yourself to become like that, thinking, so-and-so is behaving like this, so let me do the same. Such and such a person did this, and so what does it matter if also I do it? Don't even allow this thought to enter your dreams, for only then will there be success. Madhuban Nivasis are lucky. The result of the Madhuban Nivasis in having zeal, enthusiasm, and being tireless is very good. But now, for the future, you have to become even more Maya-proof. Just as some things are waterproof, Madhuban Nivasis have to become Maya-proof. Do you understand? To those who make themselves and all other souls powerful, to those who make the weak ones strong, to those who consider the weaknesses of others to be their own weaknesses and finish them in this way, to the Master Almighty authorities who are a treasure store of all powers, to the jewels of contentment who are content with the self and content with everyone else. To those who win Bapdada's heart and everyone else's heart, that is, to those who enable the sanskars and nature of all souls to become like those of the Father, to such victorious jewels, Bapdada's love, remembrances, good morning, and namaste. Om Shanti.